A key figure in designing the first atomic bomb has died. Hans Bethe was in charge of the Manhattan Project's Theoretical Physics Division under Robert Oppenheimer at Los Alamos in New Mexico. He spoke to Morning Edition in 1985 about the atomic bomb's first test blast.
My feeling was first the feeling of accomplishment that we had done our job on which we had worked for 3 years. But second, a feeling that we have brought into the world something which will be very difficult to control.
Hans Bethe was a pioneer in what some call the golden age of physics. He explained how the sun and stars generate energy, a breakthrough that earned him the Nobel Prize. He was 98 when he died Sunday at home. Jeremy Bernstein has written a biography of Bethe. Good morning.
Good morning.
You've written that Hans Bethe showed flashes of scientific brilliance even as a child growing up in Germany.
Well, he especially showed mathematical interest and abilities. Some theoretical physicists do and some don't. He was very interested, he told me, in numbers of all kinds, even before he could read. So he was, of course, an extremely good student, as you might imagine.
Well, like many Jewish academics, Hans Bethe left Germany, ended up in the United States after the Nazis came to power in the 1930s. What was his role in inventing the atomic bomb?
Well, he was head of the theoretical division. Bethe was chosen by Oppenheimer over Edward Teller, who even at that time was trying to make the hydrogen bomb. But Oppenheimer was looking for somebody who had a pretty steady hand and had a lot of common sense. And also, Bethe knew more about nuclear physics than probably anybody in the world at that point. So he was a natural one to choose for that job.
After the war, he became an outspoken opponent of nuclear testing. How did he feel about the weapons? What did he tell you about the weapons that he helped invent?
Well, I think he said it pretty well in the clip you quoted from. You can also hear in that clip his kind of measured voice. He was a large and very strong person, and he moved ahead like a dreadnought and crushing physics problems as he went by. But what he used to say is that, like most of the people at Los Alamos, when he saw that test, the first thing that they thought was, we've done our job. In fact, that's what Oppenheimer actually said to his brother when it went off at the test. He said, well, I guess it works. And then when they realized what they had done, Bethe said, what have we done? What have we done? And they spent much of the rest of their lives trying to put the genie back into the bottle, or at least to control it in some way.
And in what form did that take?
Bethe put his energies into trying to get a test ban treaty. There were a lot of technical questions as to whether you could or could not detect tests, whether they looked like earthquakes, all that sort of thing. And Bethe put his technical abilities into showing that it would work. He also wrote very influential articles against the construction of anti-ballistic missiles, the Star Wars thing, which he thought was basically dangerous nonsense.
Hans Bethe went on to win the Nobel Prize quite a bit after his work on how stars create energy in 1967, and you've called him the physicist. Why?
Well, because he left his finger or his brain on essentially every field of physics. I mean, that very few people could work like that. He was able to work in practically anything. I mean, he was a very, very powerful thinker.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Jeremy Bernstein is the author of the biography Hans Bethe, Prophet of Energy. This is NPR News.